Okay, the pasuk says in this week's parsha, Maisa with Dina Basleya, she went out Liros Pibnos Aretz. And we know what happened. Vayarosa Shem ben Chamor, Vayikachosa, Vayishkavosa, Vayana. And Yaakov Shoma Kitime Asdina Bito. And then it says, Bnei Yaakov Bo Min Asada, the sons of Yaakov came from the fields when they heard Vayichar Lehem Ma'od. They were very upset. Ki Nevola Asa B'Yisrael, because this disgrace happened in Klai Yisrael, Lishkav is Bas Yaakov, for someone to violate the Bas Yaakov, V'chein Lo Yeyase. And something like this cannot be done. So what happened? Basically, Shimon and Levi, see where the part is. Vayikhu, where is it? The pasuk says, "Vayhi bayom ashlishi." It was the third day of the bris that the Neishchem did, v'yosam koavim, v'yichu shnei bnei Yaakov shimu v'levi achedina, v'yahargu kol zohar. They wiped them all out. So let's take a look at this Medrash Rabba. V'yichu shnei bnei Yaakov shimu v'levi. Medrash is worried about all the Lashonos over here. It should have said v'yichu Bnei Yaakov, we knew they're Bnei Yaakov, I said it already. Why is it saying Shnei Bnei Yaakov? So, Mimashma Shnei Shim V'Levi Yadanu Shnei Yaakov Heim. We knew, once it says Shim V'Levi, we know that they're the sons of Yaakov. Ella, what's Pshat Bnei Yaakov? Shelo Nutlu Eitzim Yaakov. They did not consult with Yaakov. Shimon V'Levi. Shelo Nutlu Eitzim Zamizeh. They would not show leitzah from each other. Marzu says, just to say the pshat, the mila sheni, it says vayichu shnei, mila shnei, the mila shnei miyuser, it's extra. Lahoros, to teach us, shahayu shnayim b'derech zeh, they were both on this path, v'lo be'etza achas, they did not do it as one unified front. Shimon and Levi had a strategic plan. It wasn't like the allies. They were allies and they had a unified front. Shimon and Levi, because they were from the word shnei, they're learning out that they were happy. It was coincidental that they each attacked in this fashion. They didn't consult with each other. It wasn't a unified alliance. So that you have to stop and think, okay, it's not a unified alliance. And it sounds like over here, it was a shikol taina on Shimon and Levi that they would not have consulted each other. Because you see, it says they didn't consult with Yaakov. It's not a compliment. Wow, they were so chashuv, they didn't consult with Yaakov. They did it without asking Rabbi Yashuv. That's not a compliment. There was some kind of tfiya on Shimon and Levi. They should have consulted with Yaakov. And honestly, that's very understandable. When you have a father like Yaakov Avinu, why go ask Yaakov what he thinks? Why don't you go ask Yaakov? That's understandable. I have no problem with that. But then you have this issue, Shelo Notlu Eitza Zemizeh. Now, you have to stop and think, what exactly would have we expecting to happen over here? They both, we know, now we know, we have inside track, they both are incensed. Vayichar, the pasuk said. Vayichar. Vayichar lehem ma'od. They were very angry. I assume they were very angry. So Shimon wants to wipe them out. Levi wants to wipe them out. So Shimon's going to Levi. What do you think we should do? I think we should wipe them out. And Levi is going to be Shaul Eitzah from Shimon. What do you think we should do? We should wipe them out. So if you want to learn this as an exercise in, working on a muscle, but that there's a tainum. It's mashma almost that had they been Shaul Eitzah from each other, they would have come out with a different psak. I assume that they were Shaul Eitzah from Yaakov. He would have told them not to do it in this way, to find different ways to do it that would be more acceptable. But what would it help to ask Shimon to ask Levi and Levi to ask Shimon? They'd come out with the same thing. Yet it's mashma. Had they been Shaul Eitzah from each other, they would have come out with a different psak. So Lechora, we see from here just amazing chiddush that just talking something through with somebody, just talking it through, you're not even trying to slug it up. It's not like someone saying the shir and the members of the shir, or when we say chaburas and yeshiva, the whole point of having the chever there is to try and slug it up and see if you could defend it. We're not even talking about taking that approach. Just talking something through with somebody. Before we do it, even if the person, like we say to ourselves, why should I talk to him? He did the same thing, or he would do the same thing. He holds the same thing as me. Just talking it through with someone could be a gewaltige insight, and it's very possible just each one of them talking it through would have shed more light and they would have realized that they shouldn't do this. Okay, that was the shmooze. That's my shmooze. So I had in the back of my mind, I remembered shmooze like this. And the Reshiva did have a shmooze similar to this by Nadav Avihu. And I wasn't satisfied with just saying over the same shmooze as the Reshiva. I could have said over the Reshiva shmooze in Achrimos. So let's just say over the Reshiva shmooze. I'd like to do a little work here. Sokti Medrash Rabba. I think the Reshiva chose a Yakut Shmoni, but I didn't have access to a Yakut Shmoni. So I found almost the same, came out the same Mara Mokum and Medrash Rabba. Bar Kapora B'Shem Rab Yirmiya Ben Elazar Omar B'Shvil Dalad Dvar Meisu Banu Shalaram. Nodu Avihu died, the Pasuk says, Vayichu Bnei Aaron Nodu Avihu Ish Machaso, each of them, Vayitnu Vehen Ish, they took this fire, Vayasimo Leaktoras and Parsha Shmini, Vayakrivu Levnei Hashem Ish Zora, Asher Lo Tzivo Sam, and they were makriv of this foreign, alien fire that they were not commanded to do, Vateitze Ish Levnei Hashem, Vatochel Osam, and the Ish ignited, but Tochel Hashem then consumed them, Vayamus Levnei Hashem, and they died. In case anyone's interested to hear what the pshat is, like why did Nadav Avihu, they died, they brought this foreign ash, so what was going on with Nadav Avihu? Why would they do such a thing? They were tzaddikim, mamash tzaddikim. So, why would they do such a thing? And the Eben Ezra Taka asks, as explained by the Avi Ezer, if their kavanas l'shem shemayim, why were they punished? So basically, the Eben Ezra learns that their kavanas were totally l'shem shemayim. There was mamish, the Mishkan was complete, and there was mamish celebration, and they felt this dveikus, such a close dveikus b'Hashem, and they wanted to be makriv on the Mizbeach. They wanted to be makriv this ketores. It was purely Hashem Shemayim. It was purely that they thought this was l'rtzonchem. They thought this was the Ratzon Hashem. And it turns out that it wasn't. Moshe Rabbeinu was waiting for Hashem to ignite it. There was some nace that Moshe Rabbeinu was waiting for. And then you get all these different opinions. Was it more halacha b'fnei rabbo? They shouldn't have done it. But it was stemming from total Hashem Shemayim. So the Medrash says, Al hakriva, al hakrava, al ezara, al shlo not loetz zemizeh. There were four things that they died for. Al hakriva she nichnusu lefnai v'lefnim. They went into the base, the Kodesh Kedoshim, which even a Kohen Gadol doesn't usually go in, even on, except Yom Kippur, but they went in. It wasn't Yom Kippur. Val hakrava she krivu karban shlo nitzdavu. Al Ezara, and also that they were makriv of something they weren't commanded on. Vashalo, Al Ezara Eish mi base kirayim. They did an Ezara from the base kirayim. And then, Hechnisu, Vashalo, I'm sorry, Vashalo not lo eitz zemizeh. And also they were not notal eitz from each other. Shenema ish ma'atasa ish mi'atzma osu shlo notlu eitz zemizeh. Again, they were not shol eitz from each other. And, which is masha, they both thought the same thing, which obviously it was a mistake. So obviously the expectation here, you see, beferish, had they been notal eitz from each other, they would have come out with a different opinion. But they each held the same thing. So you have a kasha, what would it help to be shol eitzah, and l'chora you see the same thing, that being shol eitzah, even from just talking it through with somebody, who even if they held the same thing, just talking it through, could bring about a certain clarity and insight that you wouldn't have known before. It's a great chiddush and a reminder of us to be shol eitzah. So I was thinking, well, if you have this shmuz, what do you need my shmuz for? So I was thinking through that l'chora you have two mishnayos teaching the same thing. I'm not trying to compare my shmuz to Rashivas, but if you have two mishnayos teaching the same thing, it's chora tzrichasa. So you have to make a tzrichasa. So I want to make a tzrichasa. If you only had, you have to go in learning mode. You know, so I say like this. If you only had the shmuz by Nadav Avihu, so I would have said like this. By Nadav Avihu, okay, what was the mistake? The mistake was mamish and pshat in the Rajba. They learned through the sugya. I'm sure they didn't just say, okay, they're going to the Kodesh Kedoshim, not on Yom Kippur, it's Chayv Misa. So they didn't just do it. They went through the sugya, and they came out assuredly that in this particular instance, it's mutter to do it. There was no commandment for the Ezara. So they it was pshat in learning. So I could hear that the chiddush is that, you know, listen, when you're saying a very big chiddush in learning that was never said before, talking it through, even though you're a big lamdan, you're Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, you're Rabbi Yashiv, you're the Gadol Hadar, the Chazon Ish, and your psak is the Morin Shel Kol Yisrael, but even though if you're on that madriga, but just talking it through, you get a deeper insight, even though they harv it on it, because the stakes were high. The stakes were very high over here, but they were very too confident in their own abilities. Shtel Zachfar, you can be so sure of your pshat in the sugya, it's mamash seems emes lamito, and you're ready to even do something that you could risk your life on. They were not, you know, they had no agenda over here. Nadav Avihu, what agenda did they have? They wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem. So the goofa want to do the Ratzon Hashem, they're not going to go ahead and do an avera against the Ratzon Hashem. The goofa want to do the Ratzon Hashem, they thought this is what Hashem wanted. So we see that even if you're the Gadol Hador, then you, and you want to do the Ratzon Hashem and you have no negiyas, you see that being just be shol eitzah, still you get a deeper insight. And even though they each held the same thing, it's like gevaldik chiddush. They can even get more clarity of saying over your chabur, saying over the shoot of somebody first. But how would you know in a situation where this is mamish kanoim pogimbo? I mean, Shimon and Levi were incensed. What was the lashon of the pasuk? The lashon of the pasuk was when Shimon vayichar lahem ma'od, they were incensed. Kinavola asa b'Yisrael, this disgrace took place in Klai Yisrael. Lishkav is bas Yaakov. V'chein liyos agid, do such a thing. They were incensed. So would you think somebody who was mamish at the peak of his anger with such intensity and you're speaking to somebody else, I would even hear say a svara, don't talk to him. Stay away from that guy. He's crazy. He's insane. He's past his boiling point. That's not a person you go to be shol eisa from that person. In fact, just the opposite. Stay away from that person. You create a mob mentality. You don't want to speak to such a person. But even speaking to such a person, l'chora, even speaking to such a person at such a time, even that could be. That's why you need the second shmooze, my shmooze. But now I was thinking, you know, the Rashiv is not here to defend it. I asked the other way. This is a little chutzpah, but why do you need the Rashiv shmooze? Rashiv shmooze is my yikra. You could say my shmooze in Bereishis. Okay, you could just say that, you know, he didn't see that this medrash rabbi. He would have said it. He had a better shmooze or whatever. But I just wanted to just talk it through. This part not as worked out. But just to say over one mahalach, you could say that it's such a great chiddush. Obviously, when a person is so incensed, that's the time where, of course, just talking it through, even any kind of delay would do it. Any kind of delay, just talking it through, is almost like an exercise just to calm you down. Therapy, that would work. But Mehechitesi, a person who's the Gadol Hadar, and he went through the sugi with such stakes, Mehechitesi, such a person would even think that he needs to ask someone else. I went through the sugi. I have no agendas. I have no negiyas. So I'll ask that person. I went through this, so I had no agenda, so maybe it wouldn't even work to ask such a person, ask him. So maybe you need the chiddush over there also. So, that's just the lumdus. You go through it afterwards. But just to harp on the chiddush, just to internalize this, we make so many decisions, and decisions affect our lives. So before we make a decision, you see how important it is to be shol eitzah. Now, if you could be shol eitzah from a Yaakov Avinu, Matov Manoam, I assume that's even better. You have a Yaakov Avinu. Like Rabbi Strassfeld said today to the high school that, you know, if you're in quicksand, I was thinking about this shmooze, if you're in quicksand, the person to pull you out is usually not the person standing next to you also in quicksand. Usually it's somebody out of the quicksand to pull you out. From here, he's not asking to pull you out. You're just being shol eitzah. You could still talk to him as long as he didn't go under. But shol eitzah, you could. You may realize you made a mistake as you know. But we see that it's so important to be shol eitzah, to ask shailas. It doesn't always come naturally to everyone to just be shol eitzah, to ask an eitzah. Not even, you don't even call it a shaila, just to be miyayitz with someone, talk it over with someone. The greater the person, obviously the better the eitzah, but just to be miyayitz with someone. People make the craziest decisions. To be miyayitz with someone, even though you're 100% sure, and even if you had no negiyas, it's still me missing a step. I remember the cheshbonos I had, I can't even say over what the cheshbon I had. It wasn't the worst of there, but I'm so embarrassed. Just the logic of it was so faulty that it's hard to, I can't even repeat it. I said this maisa over, on the same point. There was a Shalom Zocher here in town. And it happened to be that the week that Rabbi Scheinberg was nifter, a couple of years ago. So we were people talking about it. And one person said, Rabbi Scheinberg stayed in my house here in Florida. Stayed in my house for Shabbos once. He was visiting and he had a proper accommodation for him. And he stayed there. So I said, do you have any stories? He says, yeah, I have one story. This is a story he told me. A bunch of us. Rabbi Scheinberg was there. He says it was this Friday night Suda. and his head, the entire Suda, he had a sefer, which I guess was his minug. I never ate with him. He had his minug. He would look inside a sefer the entire Suda, and he didn't pick his head up. Period. Didn't pick his head up. And at one point, the Suda, he asked the Baal HaBas, "Nu, so what brought you," he spoke American, "what brought you to Florida?" So the fellow said, "I was visiting here. I once came to visit, and I liked it." So that's the only time Rosh Harik picked his head up. He says, "And based on that, you came here?" So I asked the guy, "What?" I was almost embarrassed for him that he told me the story. So I pretended like I didn't get it. So I said, "What do you think? What do you mean by that?" He says, "He meant that I was crazy for moving here just based on just visiting here." So people make a decision. Rosh Harik was saying, I think this vart, that how do you just liked it? You go ask a shayla from someone? Did you speak to someone? You just came and you liked it and you moved? Like, you know, there are cheshbonos where a person moves. And it was the right decision to go. I don't know. But you make such a decision based on the fact that you liked it? Who says just because you liked it is a reason to go? Maybe it's bad to go. And people make lots of decisions. We have to make decisions. Can't go through life without making decisions. If you want to stay away from decisions, it'd be very, very painful. And no one can make decisions for you. You have to make them. But if you show late, so you show late, sir, and this is what we came out, and this is that's the Das Torah. So it's a chiddush to us. Even when we're angry, or especially when we're angry, and if Yaakov Avinu isn't available to be sholeitza, even the next person who's also meshuga, what do you think we should do here? And that's going to bring a certain emes, a certain truth. Just the pilpul chaverim is very, very important. Talk over the shir, talk over things. It's very important. It brings a person to a certain truth. It's talking it through, hacking it through. And in learning also, come out with halachas, they say that the Chafetz Chaim was, he davened and davened, he cried bitter tears that his sefer, Chafetz Chaim, on Hilchos Lashon Hara Rechilus, that no one should, it shouldn't be a michshol, shouldn't be a takola for anyone in Klal Yisrael, because he was pasking halachas. He had never been done before, and he was pasking halachas on Hilchos Lashon Hara Rechilus, and they're not all Isurim, there are some Heterim. There's some heterim in there, you know, and to pask in the halachas, he daven, there shouldn't be takola from it. And even then, the tefillah, not talking about tefillah here, it's going to be shol etza. So for whatever possible, we try and be shol etza and be zochet to seeing the emes of the Torah.